Duluth Seaway Port Authority spokeswoman Adele Yorty says grain shipments would be most impacted by a strike.
We were at about 1.3 million tons last year of grain that moved out. We're running a little bit behind that this year because of the rail delays. Through September, we've only moved about 681,000 tons. There's still a significant number that could be moved in these next 2 months.
Andrew Bagora says the union agreement covering 460 Canadian workers expired in March this year. Bagora is a spokesman for the Canadian St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation. He says negotiations broke down with the union called Unifor, but Bagora says talks have resumed with the help of a government mediator.
Negotiations are continuing in earnest, and we remain optimistic that a fair negotiated settlement is still feasible.
Bagora says the sticking point in negotiations is a change at the locks to a new hands-free mooring system. He says 67 jobs would be eliminated over the next 5 years. More than 100 Canadian workers manually tie up ships. Vessels will be flushed out of the locks if workers strike. According to a press release, Unifor is calling for emergency staff only at the locks. Union representatives declined to comment while talks are ongoing. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.